This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Power should be restored to almost all of New Orleans by the middle of next week. That is according to the utility company, which issued a statement Friday asking for patience in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Utility executives say more than 25,000 workers from 40 different U.S. states are trying to fix 14,000 damaged poles, more than 2,200 broken transformers, and more than 150 destroyed transmission structures. Ida destroyed the city's electrical grid and left more than 1 million customers in Louisiana alone without power. Meanwhile, sheriff's deputies from outside the city warned people returning in Ida's aftermath to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order directing the FBI to declassify documents related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. Still, the practical impact of the executive order and any new documents it might yield was not immediately clear. Past investigations have outlined ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane's hijackers, but have not established that the government was directly involved. A stunned U.S. East Coast is facing a sobering death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage, and continuing calls for rescue after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region with record-breaking rain. More than 40 deaths have been linked to the flooding from Maryland to New York from the storm's strike Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Officials said at least 13 people died in New York City alone. Authorities said that at least 23 people died in the state of New Jersey and at least 5 died in the state of Pennsylvania. This is VOA News. A court report about a New Zealand man who was inspired by the Islamic State group warned he had the motivation and means to commit violent acts in the community and posed a high risk. The report described the man as harboring extreme attitudes, living an isolated lifestyle, and having a sense of entitlement. However, the judge's job in July was to sentence the man for the relatively minor crimes he had committed at the time, not for potential future crimes. She decided to release him under the supervision of a mosque leader who promised to try and help. Those fears of authorities were borne out Friday when the man walked into an Auckland supermarket, grabbed a knife, and stabbed 6 people, critically injuring 3. U.S. officials are looking into reports that in the frantic evacuation of desperate Afghans from Kabul, older men were admitted together with young girls they claimed as brides or otherwise sexually abused. U.S. officials at intake centers in the United Arab Emirates and in Wisconsin identified numerous incidents in which Afghan girls have been presented to authorities as the wives of much older men. One internal document described to the Associated Press by officials familiar with it says Afghan girls have alleged that they have been raped by older men they were forced to marry in order to escape Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden's plans to start delivery of booster shots by September 20th for most Americans who receive COVID-19 vaccines are facing new complications that could delay the availability of those who receive the Moderna vaccine. Biden announced last month that his administration was preparing to administer boosters for all Americans who receive most vaccines in an effort to provide more enduring protection against the coronavirus. Pending approvals from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration. But those agencies are awaiting critical data before signing off on the third doses, with Moderna's vaccine increasingly seen as unlikely to make the September 20th date. Health experts and medical groups are pushing to stamp out the growing use of decades-old parasite drug to treat COVID-19. And ivermectin is approved in the U.S. to treat infections from tiny worms and other parasites in humans and some animals like cows and horses. But with COVID-19 infections surging again, more Americans are turning to the drug despite warnings that it has shown little benefit and can cause harmful side effects. Federal officials have seen a surge in prescriptions this summer, along with increasing calls to poison control centers and hospitalizations. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.